Our congratulations to Tammy Ott, Educator of the Month, for the month of May in the Medford School District. She teaches at the Stetsonville Elementary School. Tammy, tell us about yourself.
I was born and raised in Marshfield, Wisconsin. I graduated, obviously, from Marshfield Senior High. Then I went to UW-Stout and received a degree in early childhood education. After that, I accepted a position with the Wood County Head Start and taught there for 2 years. And I really wanted to get into the public schools, so I decided to increase my teaching certification to open up more opportunities. And so I quit my job and attended UW-Eau Claire to get my elementary education degree. After that, actually, I was at a teacher recruiting event, and I ran into Brian Coolis, and also I think it was Rob Kieslick, too, and they invited me to tour Medford and see their school. And after I did that, I really enjoyed it, and they offered me a job, and 32 years later, I'm still here.
I was going to say, that must have been quite a while ago.
It was, yes.
So why do you think you were picked as Educator of the Month?
Well, if longevity has anything to do with it, maybe that's part of it. But actually, I'm not sure. I mean, there's so many deserving teachers. I'm just really appreciative and honored that I was chosen for this award.
Tell us a little more about you. Are you married, kids, pets, that kind of thing?
I'm married. My husband, Barry, and I, like I said before, live in Marshfield. He and his brother run the family farm. They just switched over to dairy to raising steer, and right now they have 250 head of cattle and about 1,000 acres, and they're very anxious to start getting into the fields.
That's a lot of pets, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a lot of pets. But it's a lot nicer that they don't have the milking cows now, a little more freedom to do a few other things. And I have three children. My oldest, Haley, is an occupational therapist, and she's in Henderson, Nevada, which is really close to Las Vegas. And my older daughter, Amy, is at the University of Minnesota. She's in her third year there. She's actually pursuing her PhD in chemistry. And my son, Mitch, is actually graduating in 2 weeks with a degree in mechanical engineering, and he has a job. So all three will officially be off our payroll.
You sounded awfully happy when you said he has a job.
I am. I really am. I'm really happy for him. So.
Now that you're switching over from dairy to beef cattle, what do you and your husband plan to do now that you have free time?
Well, what's a little difficult is that we have different schedules as far as he's really busy in the summer, and that's when, you know, I have off. But we're actually planning a trip because next year, as you know, Medford School District has a spring break. And so we're actually going to plan some type of trip during that spring break to celebrate our 30th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
And I know having a farm, you have to kind of plan way ahead so you both will able to get away together.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know. And, you know, we've gone on a few trips, but not as many as we would like to.
Getting back to the school, anything you would like to say about the Medford School District or the people that work with you?
Yeah, I just have been very fortunate to be and to teach in the Medford School District. I've had two amazing teacher partners in my 32 years. My first one was Jane Hanel, who really helped me with creativity and energy and just a friendship and really looking forward to coming to work. And then the last 5 years, my new teammate has really helped me up to date with like the technology part of it, because that's what's really new. And for some of us older generation teachers, you know, that's something that's really important in implementing in the classroom today. And so she's really kept me up to date with that. And that's Lisa Venusik-Hartle. So it's been awesome. And that's why I just think this district has offered so much training for both the new teachers and also for us old, you know, one that takes a little longer. It's just been exciting and never a dull moment, really. And I really enjoy. That's why I stayed here, because it's like a family here at Stetsonville.
And again, congratulations to the Educator of the Month of May in the Medford School District, Tammy Ott.